Hey folks, so in this episode, we're going to go into some detail on some of the Facebook ads that we've been running here at IT Rockstars. This is a very much over my shoulder type video, type episode where I'm going to show you, if you can see the video, some of the details. And for those that might be listening in on the podcast, I'll explain what's on the screen here. So we set up an ad, I set up an ad on Facebook Meta. I've always loved this platform because you get the benefit of both platforms, Facebook and Instagram, and has some insane targeting. A lot of MSPs, a lot of businesses are put off by advertising on Facebook. I read some comments on Reddit recently that it was an MSP. They basically, any vendor that they see that advertises on Facebook, they discredit. And I'm just like, well, I asked the question, why? I didn't even respond to that crazy statement. And because everyone is on Facebook and Instagram at some point in the day or some point in the week. So it's worth targeting. And it doesn't really matter what platform you're on. It's really about seeing if you can get your message to the right market. So for this test, it was about $1,500 that we spent over the course of March. You can see it here. It's this ad here that says Abundance Checklist. And this ad was going to a page on IT Rockstars. I'll show you the page. It's where they could download basically a PDF of, I call it the Abundant Lead Checklist on the page, but it's actually one of the newest books that are written on how to generate leads using SEO. So the ad went to this page. It also actually went to a Facebook lead capture form, depending on whereabouts in the ad the user clicked. So the ad itself, you can see it's generated 112 leads. It's actually generating more than that. It was probably more about 150. The data's not always that accurate when it comes to the conversion events that happen on Facebook. Based on the amount of emails that I've generated from this, it's more 150, 160. But you can see here, impressions, we had over 40,000 impressions on the advert itself. So the conversion rate was actually really good. It's 2.6%. So anyone that saw the ad out of 100 people, two and a half people basically clicked on it. So it was a really good conversion rate. So you can see all the stats here. And this is just over my shoulder. One of the things that is useful to know about the stats here is the leads. So there's 112 that filled in the Facebook advert. So there's a lead gen version, there's a lead gen advert that you can have on Facebook, and the actual form itself opens up on Facebook. It doesn't open up on your website. So these 112 users, they didn't even go to the website. They just filled out the form on Facebook. And it was a manual form, so they had to put their own email, their work email address. You can have these forms to automatically pre-populate the user's data based on the Facebook's account and permission that they've got. But there's a step basically in here where they had to manually put in this data. So it's a little step, but it's an important step because ideally you want the work email. You don't want the personal email that's associated with the Facebook account. So when these users were clicking this advert, they were having to put in their work email. And you can see here there was 41 Facebook leads. So the Facebook lead form actually converted better than the page that I spent a lot of money. Actually, I got it designed. Cost me quite a bit to get this designed, and then it took me probably about 3 days to build up all the text on the page. So the learning here is you don't need a massive landing page to generate the leads. I'll show you the ad, what it actually looked like. So if I go into, here it is. I think we had some variations on this. So it was nothing spectacular. Here are all the images that I used. What Facebook does, it has a called dynamic ads. So it basically tries to work out what the best image and text are for your ad. You can do this. You can set your ads to be dynamic, and then you just upload all your images and you do 5 variations of text within the ads itself. So you can see all the variations that I've got here on this ad. What I would say about the dynamic ads, they work really well, but you don't get to see the performance on the images or the copy in the ads. So I had five variations of copy and I had all of these images. There's no way for me to know now, based on that $1,500 spend, what image worked the best. So that's the only issue with dynamic ads. Ideally, what you would do is you would have like five or six ad sets that would, you know, they would all use the separate images, and then you could look back at the stats and see what the which ad performed the best, and then obviously you run that one to infinity. So that's the ads, and they converted really well. And what we did when we have a Zapier set up, so when someone filled in the form, it would trigger a Zapier. It would take the Facebook lead information and it would pump it into our CRM, an active campaign. And then they would go through an automation and active campaign. I won't show you that today because it's quite complex, but there is basically about maybe 15 emails that were sent to the individual once they downloaded the ebook here and filling the form. As today, no one has actually converted on buying anything from that book, so which is quite interesting. We have had members join us here at IT Rockstars. So we had a high-end product that we were selling in the book. It's called the MSP Shadow System. It's $4,000, and no one purchased that. However, we've had a number of people check out the free trial IT Rockstars based on reading the book and then finding out obviously more about IT Rockstars. But none of the links in the book, none of the links in the email actually go to our membership, and they go to the high level product for the MSP Shadow System. So it's good to have, I guess, these different ways that people can interact with you more than anything else. That's what I've learned from this, because first of all, not everyone filled in the form on the webpage. The form on Facebook converted better. That's the biggest learning for me here. And I love these ads because over time, what Facebook will do is it works out who to show these ads to based on all of the data that it has. If I go and show you the actual targeting, this is the next thing that we'll go into, that is minimal. The targeting is extremely minimal. So let me see. So I basically just got it set at people in the USA that had a minimum age of 25, or sorry, here's the age group here, 35 to 60, and they were men, basically. And they had potentially showed an interest in managed services. So that's got an audience size of around about 500,000. So the conversion, yeah, estimated daily results, 3 to 15. So that's correct, that estimation that you're getting there. But I'll be running these again because they work really well. I'll probably run them just directly to the membership here at IT Rockstars next time, because there was a lot of work to put this paging together and the email sequence behind it on our CRM, Active Campaign, all of those emails and the videos associated with those emails. And then there's the book itself. And one of the things that we did with this is we actually, people that filled in their address on the form, or if they had their address on the website, we take their domain name or their email, we were actually sending them the book in the mail as well. So they were getting a physical copy of it in the mail. We used Amazon to fulfill that. So we published the book in Amazon. And when you publish a book in Amazon, you can actually order author copies. And then you just get them sent on the Amazon, you get them sent to the person's house from the Amazon order, which worked really well. So I mean, I wasn't, you know, sat here stuffing envelopes with books. So that worked well. The next step with this, with those 160 leads, is to, they've now interacted with us. They've seen our emails. They've downloaded the book. They've potentially got the book from Amazon because I've sent it to them. The next step of this is I just put them into a direct mail sequence. We have that set up in our CRM as well. So they will get a three-part direct mail sequence for our membership here at IT Rockstars. And then the follow-up after that, if they still haven't converted, they get added to our newsletter. And it's our physical newsletter, which is coming out next month. And they stay a subscriber to that newsletter for around about 5 months. So they'll be getting the newsletter for 5 months. And if they still haven't converted after that, then we throw away the lead. And this is how we've got our, this is the pipeline that I've got basically set up for IT Rockstars at the moment. It's working well. Next month, we're testing out, or this month coming, we're testing out Twitter X ads. So that we had a really good offer from someone on Twitter. It was actually an ad that I saw. And it was basically, if you, they'll match our credit, it was 100% bonus. So I went for this lowest one here. I spent $1,000 on credit, and they're giving me $1,000. So I've got $2,000 to play with now on X. The thing with it though is I've never advertised on X, or I've had limited experience. So when it comes to targeting, I've absolutely no idea how to target my prospects on here. So if there's any MSP vendors watching this, we'd love to get your input on targeting if you've ever run ads. If you've got any experience there, we'd love that input. Anyway, that's it for today. I will catch you guys and girls later. Bye.